into the final Sunday of October. Yeah, next thing you know, November begins on Wednesday. Friend, how are you? Welcome to Sunday Worship here on this 29th day of October 2017. My name is Joey Kroll. Welcome to Sunday Worship. Go ahead, take your shoes off, take your coat off. Let's fellowship. If you're not too familiar or regular with this program, it focuses on scripture, songs, devotions, and encouragement. So go ahead, snuggle up with some hot chocolate, maybe some coffee or tea. And let's focus on the King of Kings and Lord of Lords right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship on Great News Radio. That's right. We've come to lift up the name that is above every name, Jesus. Hey, I hope you are doing well today. Happy Sunday. Joey Kroll with you. Thank you so much for listening to Sunday Worship. And saw this quote from Corrie ten Boom just the other day. And it's a reminder for me, and I thought I would share it with you today. A great quote from Corrie ten Boom. She said, "Don't bother to give God instructions. Just report for duty."
Holy
You're listening to Sunday Worship.
Sometimes the night was beautiful. Sometimes the sky was so far away. Sometimes it seemed to stay so close. You could touch it, but your heart would break. Sometimes the morning came too soon. Sometimes the day could be so hot. There was so much work left to do, but so much you'd already done. Think of Abraham, how one star he saw had been lit for me. He was a stranger in this land, and I am that no less than he. And on this road to righteousness, sometimes the climb can be so steep.
You know, I'll tell you what, few sounds are as beautiful as hearing someone who loves you praying for you. Am I right on that one? When you hear a friend pray for you with compassion and God-given insight, it's a little like heaven touching earth, really. And how good it is to know, friend, that because of God's kindness to us, our prayers can also touch heaven. Sometimes, I don't know about you, but when we pray, we may struggle with words and feelings of inadequacy. But Jesus taught his followers that we should always pray and not give up. Luke 18:1. God's word shows us that one of the reasons that we can do that is because Jesus himself is at the right hand of God and also interceding for us. Think about that. Interceding for us. Jesus is the perfect prayer partner, friend. The friend who intercedes for us. His prayers for us are beautiful beyond words and should encourage us, friend, to always pray with thankfulness. There's no greater privilege than praying with Jesus.
My Jesus, my Savior, Lord, there is none like you. All of my days, I want to praise the wonders of your mighty love. My comfort, shelter.
Thanks for listening to Sunday Worship.
Faithful God, ever true, you are the one that we lean upon. Faithful God, Lord, it's you.
Tornadoes devastated many homes in Oklahoma. The owners were determined to rebuild. One man faced it with a sense of humor when he said, "Well, it was sort of a moving day without notice." On God's calendar is the day we will take our last breath here on earth and keep our appointment with Him in heaven. There won't be any second chances. Do you know where you'll spend eternity? Learn more. call 888-NEED-HIM or chat with us live at needhim.org.
The Maranatha Singers, Lord, I Lift Your Name on High. Right here on today's edition of Sunday Worship, it's Joey Kroll here with you. Just want to remind you, October is Pastor Appreciation Month. So as we are wrapping up this month, I hope you have a chance to let your pastor know how much you greatly appreciate him. If you need some tips on appreciating your pastor, just shoot me an email. I got a couple of great websites to do that. And you know what? You can let him know you appreciate him all year round. You can email me anytime, Joey at greatnewsradio.org. I'll send a couple of them over to you. Joey at greatnewsradio.org. And Mark Burns will help you get through your Monday blahs tomorrow morning for the Monday edition of Mark and Friends. Just bring some coffee and you'll be blessed when you tune in tomorrow, 7:32 a.m. Central Time. Until next time, friend, just remember that you are salt and you are light and you are the hands and feet of Jesus. Enjoy the rest of your weekend.